Let's go to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, and we are joined this hour by Jessica Miller, who is with the Fountain Creek Nature Center. And first of all, welcome to the show, Jessica. You're here to talk about all things going on in the parks, right?
Good morning, Shannon. Yeah, hey, absolutely. We always got a ton of stuff at our two nature centers, Bear Creek and Fountain Creek Nature Centers.
Yeah, most people think, you know, during the winter, there's not too much to explore about nature, but the opposite is really true when I'm looking at some of these offerings that you have. Why don't you tell us about a couple of them? I understand there's going to be one that's geared about children's mindfulness, so explain this one.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you're right. Both nature centers are so beautiful. Yeah, it's cold out there, but you just bundle up and go enjoy it, right? And we're going to help you do that. So our children's mindfulness series, this one is a really new one. For a while now, especially Bear Creek has been offering a adult's mindfulness, forest bathing experiences. But we're diving into children's mindfulness this time because little kids, you know, when you're growing up, there's so many things to discover, and especially your emotions and how do we handle it and kind of fit into the world. So this one is going to introduce your kids to mindfulness. So Jamie Nichols with Mighty Mindful Kids, she is so well trained in this stuff, and she's going to really connect families to what it means to be mindful, how kids can use their five senses to be present, how to use meditation and handle those big emotions. It's a series. So there are three classes on three Saturdays in February coming up. Each one is going to be different. Each one is going to have interactive activities, a hike outside in nature, a craft. If you sign up for all three, you do get a really big discount for your kids, and parents can come too at no expense. So this is a really good opportunity to for families to come learn together, be present together, and enjoy nature together.
Right. Who wouldn't like that? And again, this one is geared toward kids ages 5 to 10, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So from kind of trying to concentrate on us being present to concentrating on what's flying above, that's what our next activity is about. Why don't you tell us about this one?
Yeah, so at the nature centers, one of our more common questions we get, especially in the wintertime, is where does this bird go? Where did this bird come from? What is it doing? How does it survive? We have so many birds. Did you know that we have over 500 birds that have ever been recorded in Colorado? That is a
ton. That's a lot, yeah.
And they all are, yeah, they're all shaped so differently and come and go from different places. So this class, it's geared for all ages. There is going to be a craft, so it's good for, like I said, all ages, young and old. If you have some curiosity about where our birds go, where they come from, why they do what they do, there are some birds that don't migrate or may just go up and down the mountains. So this is long-distance relationships, exploring bird migration. This one's coming up on Saturday, February 12th. It's in the afternoon for those of you that prefer your activities on the weekends to be in the afternoon. But this one's going to be a really interesting class indoors and then a hike outside, do a little bit of birding. And we hope it answers a lot of your questions, maybe some questions you never knew you had.
Right. May spark that love of birding that once you catch that bug, you're never going to let it go. It's
totally
an addiction,
right.
Really.
Yeah.
All right. And then for parents who are looking for, you know, maybe an evening activity that can get the kids outdoors in nature. Why don't you tell us about the kids' night out?
This is another great series that Bear Creek often offers. So this is Kids Night Out for the Love of Nature. Every now and then, Bear Creek Nature Center will offer a Kids Night Out program. So on Friday, February 4th, you can drop your kids off for 3.5 hours of after dark fun at Bear Creek Nature Center. They will be learning about nature as they always do. There's always great activities, crafts. They get dinner, by the way, too. And they get to be at the Nature Center after dark, which is kind of fun when you're a kid. It's kind of this like mysterious time of day to be there. They're going to do a night hike, have some time around the campfire, and just hang out and be in kids together, you know?
I love that. And especially because it also gives maybe the parents a break. We know, especially
Absolutely.
Parents of young kids, they need every chance at a break they can get. All right.
It's a
and you
win-win.
Mentioned
yeah.
forest bathing. We don't have time to really go into depth on it, but you have two more forest bathing walks coming up February 5th and the 19th, right?
Yes. So Summer LaJoy from Listening Pines, she is the expert that very frequently, two opportunities coming up in February, leads those forest bathing walks at Bear Creek Nature Center. And that is something really interesting that I think everybody should try at least once.
All right. Well, all this information can be found at ElPasoCountyNatureCenters.com. You can find that information. And Jessica Miller, thank you again for sharing all of this with us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you. Have a great day.